Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, and I'd like to welcome you to the December 12th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are very proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, Alan, and I'm Lynn Fever, and want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses used in this program can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the WNIJ website and also on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can navigate to from our Facebook page. And now, let's get started with the local news you've been missing. Newly elected Stevenson County board members were sworn in on December 2nd at their reorganizational meeting. At that meeting, Scott Helms was elected board chair and Tim Whalen was elected as vice chairman. The newly elected board members, Lynette Williams, Todd McKenna, Dale Diddens, and Larry Jogerst, are all pictured in the print version of this week's podcast.
More than 3 years after announcing plans to build a grocery store in Freeport, Hy-Vee is stepping away from the project. Hy-Vee recently notified the city that they are discontinuing the Freeport project. Details about the change in plans are not yet available. FreePod will report further developments on this story as information becomes available.
And before the snow starts to accumulate, the city is reminding residents of the new odd-even parking system for snow removal during the winter months. This system requires residents to park on the even-numbered side of the street when the snow will be removed on even-numbered days of the month. And on the odd-numbered side of the street, when snow removal will occur on odd-numbered days. Now, this system will be in place through March 31st and only applies when there is more than a half an inch of snow. Many streets in Freeport are narrow and can create roadblocks for large plows, so correctly following this new system can prevent accidents and reduce the time needed to clear the streets. Vehicles not adhering to these guidelines are subject to towing at the owner's cost. So remember, and you might even want to attach a note to your calendar, park on the even-numbered side of the street when the snow will be removed on even-numbered dates, and on the odd-numbered side when the snow removal will occur on odd-numbered dates.
As we mentioned last week, the city of Freeport is looking for your input and ideas for unique ways to create a more sustainable environment for the entire community. From maintaining a healthy Pecatonica River to creating new initiatives to support our ecosystem, your thoughts are needed about how the city can collaborate with other organizations in the community to improve the environment. Now, the city is asking interested citizens to complete a brief survey that can be found on the city website. Just click on the December newsletter link to find the survey, and thanks for your input.
A program that uses orange bracelets to quickly help identify new mothers who have given birth in the past 12 weeks has been implemented at FHN Memorial Hospital. This program helps staff quickly recognize mothers who may be suffering from postpartum emergencies, and FHN is one of the first hospitals in the nation to put it into action. According to perinatal quality nurse Danielle Wittig, the CDC reported that over 800 women died of maternal causes in the United States in 2022, and Wittig says that one-third of those deaths were substantially preventable, and another third moderately preventable. FHN's Director of Women's Health Services, Lynn Carter, says that the program is saving lives already, noting a recent situation where FHN staff was able to get medication and treatment to a patient within minutes of her arriving at the hospital emergency room, and it was partly because of the orange bracelet. FHN first rolled out this life-saving program in July and is now showing other hospitals across the nation how to implement it.
Congratulations to the Freeport High School Lady Pretz swimmers for being named First Team All-Conference. These awards were determined at the end of the girls' swim season by area coaches. Led by a team of five seniors, this very close-knit group went 9-2 in conference meets, were second in a very close contest at the varsity conference meet, and took third at the sectional meet. Senior Jada Veer advanced to the state meet in two different events. And along with the Pretzel football team, the Lady Pretz swimmers had the most all-conference nominations of all the Freeport fall sports teams. Way to go, Freeport Pretzels.
And there's more winners at Freeport High School, too. Congratulations to the high school's speech team on their outstanding finish at last weekend's DeKalb Corn Classic. In the varsity category, Maya Ortiz won second place in poetry and also received fifth for special occasion speaking and sixth for dramatic interpretation. Other winners include Lucas Viveros with sixth place for informative speaking, Gretchen Rudolph for third in original comedy, Gretchen Rudolph and Corrine Winners for third in dramatic duet acting, Corrine Winner for fifth in prose speaking, Morgan Bunker with fifth in informative speaking, Maddie Seal with sixth in oratorical declamation, Johanna Everding with sixth in original oratory, and Juliet Elliott with sixth place in dramatic interpretation. The team is coached by FreePod and Timbuk2 host Tim Connors, who is head speech coach at the Freeport High School.
Last Saturday, Farm Bureau young leaders from the counties of northwestern Illinois, including Stevenson, Carroll, Ogle, Joe Davis, Winnebago, and Boone, hosted a hay donation drive for farmers in North Carolina who were affected by recent hurricanes. The young leaders coordinated drop points at the Ogle County Fairgrounds and the Stevenson County Fairgrounds for producers to drop off their hay to be loaded onto semis and sent to North Carolina. Volunteers filled six semis with hay that included 145 round bales, 27 large square bales, and 280 small square bales. This effort would not have been possible without the support from our local farming communities, as well as donated services from a number of local businesses. These included trucks and drivers provided by Frankfather Trucking, fuel from Carroll Service Company, and Stevenson Service Company. And the Helm Group supplied operators and machines to load the semis, and financial support came from the Polo Co-op. FreePod is proud to thank all of these great community members for helping another agricultural region within our country in their time of need.
And if you're still looking for a good way to dispose of the fall pumpkins on your porch and you don't want to involve a landfill, take them to the compost bays right next to the Freeport Student Garden chicken coop, where they will be compost for next year's gardens. The garden is located just to the east of Freeport Middle School at 701 West Empire, and the compost bays are pictured in a photo on the Facebook page for the student garden. If you'll take a look at that photo, it's got easy identification and will help you not leave the pumpkins just sitting in the parking lot. The Student Garden is also conducting a fundraising drive through December 20th by selling shirts and hats, including t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and embroidered crew necks. But if you don't need a shirt or a hat, then it's easy to make a monetary donation instead. Find all the details on the Freeport Student Garden Facebook page, and we can all look forward to lots of wonderful summer produce as a result. So buy a shirt, make a donation, or just turn your pumpkins into fresh produce.
If you've spent any time recently on the Jane Addams Trail, you will have noticed that the Jane Addams Trail Commission has been repairing segments of the trail, with expected completion planned for spring of 2025. Now, the initial repair work between Richland Road and McConnell Road, Buena Vista Road, has now been completed, and that portion of the trail is now open. Now, the next area of repair will be from Buena Vista to Brush Creek Road, and that repair is in process, and that portion of the trail is now closed. Information on the repair process at the trail is on social media, as well as the trail's website at janeadamstrail.com. The work is being funded with a recreational trails grant.
This Saturday, just like the second Saturday of every month, therapy dogs will be at the Freeport Public Library, and they're just waiting for stories to be read to them. It's called Pause for Reading, P-A-W-S, and it's the library's program where certified therapy dogs listen to any and all kinds of books that young readers might like to share with them. The dogs will be there from 11 until noon on Saturday, and we hope there'll be plenty of readers to entertain the furry listeners who will be waiting there and looking forward to hearing a holiday story or two.
Family activities associated with FHN's annual Festival of Trees will continue this Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. At that time, you can hear more holiday storytelling by Santa and Mrs. Claus. Santa is also partnering with FHN to collect letters from children in the Freeport area. Now, he needs these letters by next Monday, December 16th, in order to have time to respond to them. Santa letter forms can be downloaded from the FHN website at fhn.org. Letters can be returned to Santa's mailboxes at the Freeport Public Library's Children's Desk or at three FHN locations: the lobby in the FHN Family Center at Burchard Hills, the lobby at the FHN Family Center at Highland View Drive, or the lobby of FHN Memorial Hospital. Letters can also be mailed to the North Pole, 524 West Stevenson Street, Suite 100, Freeport, Illinois, 61032.
And this Saturday, December 14th, is also a day for the Stevenson County Winter Farmers Market at the Farm Bureau Building on West Spring. From 10 until 2 p.m., you can browse all kind of taste treats like home-baked bread, desserts, jams and jellies, and crafts, any one of which would make wonderful holiday gifts. So that's the Stevenson County Winter Farmers Market at the Farm Bureau Building, Saturday the 14th.
A quick note of thanks and recognition this week goes to the team that produced and performed in last week's final performances of Christmas Memories. Over 1,000 pounds of food were collected as admission to the event. Drama students delivered their contributions to FACC this week, and photos appear in the print version of this podcast. Hey, as a reminder, if you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. And you can also subscribe to their free weekly newsletter. Have fun enjoying all the activities in Stevenson County.
And in closing, please remember that through the year end, we're having a fundraising drive to offset some of FreePod expenses. We've been bringing you newscasts and interviews for almost a whole year, and most of the generous startup funding support we received has been spent in getting us up and running and helping us keep growing. While our staff is all volunteer, we do have other ongoing expenses, including insurance and marketing, to help more people learn about us. So with the new year coming, it's time to reinvigorate our bank account. Please visit us at the website for more details, and thank you in advance for considering a donation. We also want to remind you that this week's Tuesday in-depth interview, which is available on the website through our Facebook page and on the WNIJ NPR website, featured my friend here, FreePod host Alan Wenzel, speaking with Freeport City Manager Rob Boyer about what's ahead for the city in 2025. It's very informative. And next Tuesday, we'll hear from FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors as he visits with the creators of some spectacular outdoor holiday decoration. Like always, their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 17th.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, and local impacts of state and national news. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many others. We're especially appreciative for the assistance of the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. And we're grateful to WNIJ and Northern Public Radio in DeKalb, a member station of NPR National Public Radio, for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members, with news of events and activities in Northwest Illinois. And of course, here's a big shout out to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Team FreePod. And another reminder, if you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, please visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here with Lynn Fever, and we hope you'll come back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.